Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you're 1 year older since I talked to you. You've had a season. Tell me about your season and how things went for you.
Yeah, actually pretty happy with that last season. Yeah, I got a lot of games and I've been healthy, so that's the biggest thing, and I'm happy with that.
Where do you think you got better in the past year?
I think off-ice conditioning and all around. Like, I get my confidence back and those things.
It just has to be huge for you. You feel good, you're healthy, you haven't had to deal with that, because I know it was a problem for a while, and it just has to be. How nice is it for you to not have to worry about that stuff anymore?
Yeah, for sure. I have to put every day a lot of work. That's because that's a like a heavy job, and I have to be a good shape, so I have to put a lot of more work, but yeah, I'm happy now.
Did you have to change your training at all, maybe to do things a little bit differently?
Yeah, I don't know. We have in Sweden, we have a pretty good plan what we do, you know, off ice and on ice, so I don't know.
You've been here before, you've been through this before. Does that help you now, coming back, knowing what to expect?
Yeah, for sure. It's always nice to come back and see all those players and all those staffs. A lot of good people, so yeah, for sure.
What worked for you this season? It seemed like you had a really strong season. Just when you look back on it, what helped you enjoy that season?
I don't know. My last summer was pretty good, so mm-hmm. that's the one thing. And yeah, I have only good things to say to Mura. So awesome place, a lot of good fans, and something like that. So that's the thing.
You know, you went through some injuries earlier in your career. I think it was 23, 24. You just didn't play a lot. What got you through this? What helped you battle that adversity, I guess?
Yeah, a lot of work for sure. That's the key. I don't know. That's the key. You have to put a lot of work, and you have to be a pretty good athlete. So that's the.
What was the toughest thing maybe you went through earlier in your career?
I don't know. Those injuries are pretty tough. That's pretty tough for your mental health, and for sure. You want to play. You don't want to sit on the bench or whatever. So, yeah.
Do you hear a lot, like during the season, do you hear from the Sabres development staff, and what kind of things do they want you to work on?
Yeah, I've been in touch with Seimos Kotyk, the goalie development coach. We talk like almost once a week or something like that. So, yeah, he watched my games, and he told me what he think and what I can do better and something like that stuff.
Is that helpful to you? Do you like those calls?
Yeah, for sure. That helps a lot.
How about you know Scott Ratzlaff? I mean, you've been to camp here with him before, but a lot of young goalies here now. What are you thinking coming in, seeing, you know, a lot of young goalies along with yourself here? How do you think you fit in?
Yeah, for sure. Those four goalies, they're pretty good, and it's funny to practice with them, and we have a good, healthy competition, so that's pretty good.
Do you know Scott? Have you gotten to know Scott very well? I know you're in different leagues, you're in different parts of the world when you're playing, but being here, do you know Scott pretty well?
Yeah, we talk much, and yeah. I know a little bit better, but it comes.
Just what about, you know, you had obviously, we're talking, you had a nice season. Your decision to leave home and and played Sweden. I mean, the right decision, obviously, you think?
Yeah, for sure. Couple of tough season in Finland, so yeah, that's pretty good chance for me to go to play Sweden, and that's pretty good for me.
Are you grateful for your journey up to this point? You've been through a lot, but here you are. You know, you're gonna be in Rochester, wherever next season. I mean, you're kind of where everyone thought you would be at this age, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. I'm happy. It's not easy to sign a deal or whatever. So I put a lot of work, and I'm happy where I'm now. But I have a lot of work to do also.
Have you set a goal when you'd like to play in North America? When you'd like to come over?
Yeah, for sure. After I got drafted, but then there's a couple. Season where when I a lot of injuries, so it makes a little bit different, but yeah.
I know, like when Noah Osling got drafted, he said, I'm going to play in Sweden for 2 years. Teams knew that. I mean, now you have played over there too. I didn't know if you maybe had set a time where you would like to be over here and playing.
Yeah, I don't know. For sure, I want to play a lot of pro hockey before I came here. So the last season was pretty good for that.
But the plan, you're coming to North America this season, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And just how like how exciting is that new adventure for you? Like what intrigues you about it? It's a different ice surface. It's a different style. Like what makes you feel ready for that? I guess.
Yeah. I think I got my confidence back last year, so that's the one thing.
Uh-huh.
And for sure. There is smaller ice, so I have to do small difference maybe on my own game. But yeah, I think I'm ready.
Have you had a chance to? You've met Ukko-Pekka before, right? Have you just talked to him about his journey and what he's been through?
Yeah, we talk a little bit. That's a long journey to NHL goalie, and I'm happy he do. A lot of good works, and now he's NHL, so I'm happy.
I mean, he had some injuries, too. He had to have hip surgery and things like that, so he's been through a lot of what you've been through, hasn't he? You know, different injuries, but still having to go through it.
Yeah, like, I don't know what I say, but yeah, he had a couple injuries, and I had also, but... Yeah, I think both puts a lot of work, and that's it.
Are you going to stay here the rest of the summer, or are you going to go home?
No,
is
that a plan? I going back to home. I have there my off-ice coach and on-ice coach, so I work with them, and we have a pretty good plan what we have to do this summer, so that's the plan.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.